I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Strawberry Alarm Clock, it's FM104. It is a Tuesday morning, the 20th of December.
Oh, yeah.
How many sleeps now?
Oh, five.
Five sleeps? Yeah. Or is it four?
No, it's the 20th, so that, yeah.
So let's have a gander. What's going on? Fortnite creators fined $490 million for duping kids into purchases. The creator of the video game Fortnite is to pay out a record $520 million... in fines and refunds for tricking children into buying things within the game.
You can't be scamming kids, like.
They
can't scam anybody, but.
Dark patterns to dupe millions of players into making unintentional purchases. Right. I find a lot of video games, there's the same vibe as gambling.
Yeah, well.
It's the same thing. You get that little sort of hot hit of adrenaline or whatever it is, or dopamine, or what is it that you get that little sort of, ooh, I win, ooh.
Dopamine, yeah.
Yeah, and so you get the little thing, and then it makes you want to come back for more, and then says, well, do you want to buy more coins? Yeah. And it's very like gambling.
Yeah.
And I've seen children getting, it's like when they're told to get off video games, they act like somebody who's coming down off gear.
Not just kids, we were like that. I, like, you know, get off the console, you've been on for 4 hours. No! Just one more level.
Yeah, just. And then it's like huffing and puffing. And,
yeah. That's always been the way.
Yeah.
It's just the games are even better now.
The games are, I think they're designed much more heavily addictive than they were for us.
What happens if you're a grown up, probably a man now, and you have a hoof and you're told to get off it? What's that called? Is that also dopamine? Or just dope?
Just cop on to yourself. Snow ho ho. White Christmas is not on the cards, but we will have icy temperatures return.
Right.
Another icy blast is on the way, but it'll arrive a day too late for a white Christmas.
Oh.
Ireland is set for another huge dip in temperatures following the recent thaw.
Ragnarok. Okay, so it'll come back but won't be as cold.
Very strange. It was nippy again this morning, not as bad as
not
it was
as bad.
Last week.
No.
But yesterday, that was weird. One day only, 13 degrees.
One day only. Well, I wouldn't mind a bit of snow at Christmas, though. It's been 12 years since we had snow at Christmas.
I don't remember. Oh yes, snow at Christmas. There was 12 years. Remember that now?
Yeah, that was a big one.
RTE has apologised after a Toy Show the Musical was forced to reduce its number of shows due to cast and crew members falling ill, just like the French team.
That's just one part of the problem here. There's been lots of problems with this event.
Is there?
Overpriced popcorn. People just not happy.
They're forced to cancel its Saturday and Sunday performances over sickness, but just days after the show opened in the Convention Centre last Wednesday in Dublin.
So because RTE are supposedly impartial, Claire Byrne had to interview the person who's the director of strategy yesterday, and they got a good old grilling about this whole thing. It's on at the Convention Centre, which I think we found out during COVID because the government had to use it as their instead of Leinster House or the Dáil. I think it was €20,000 a day to rent it. So the other question is, if you pay your licence fee, are you paying for Toy Show the Musical? Or is it a separate entity?
I think it's separate, isn't it?
I'd like to know the answer to that question.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, somebody out there will know. And Amber Heard has paid Johnny Depp $1 million. She's paid Johnny Depp $1 million to settle the defamation case.
It was always part of the court, wasn't it? That was the settlement or whatever.
Yeah. A jury earlier this year ruled that the actress and her former husband had defamed each other, but in a newspaper article along alleging domestic abuse, him accusing her of a hoax. So anyway, she was ordered to pay Depp and more than $10 million, so she's paid $1 million so far.
And Billie Eilish, her 21st birthday. I can't believe she's only 21. Doja Cat started singing Happy Birthday.
Where they have it.
And everyone joined in. It was in Edition Hotel in West Hollywood. Leonardo DiCaprio was there.
Edition Hotel, let me look that up. I'd say that's a fancy hotel.
Have a look and see how much that'll cost us for a night. Timothy Chalamet, Jared Leto, Hailey Bieber, not sure about Justin, Kendall Jenner was there, Noah Cyrus, Avril Lavigne, Olivia Rodrigo, Lil Nas X, and loads and loads and loads. I presume Phineas was there.
Oh, Phineas, yeah, he'd be bringing out the cake, wouldn't he?
And her man, Dara, I presume. Yeah, happy birthday to her. She's gone out with your man, isn't she now? She's 10 years older. Jesse Rutherford.
I'm not familiar with her.
He's her boyfriend.
Oh, looks very fancy.
They did a hard launch in October.
Is it the West Hollywood Edition Hotel, is it?
It just says a club. Well, yeah, Edition Hotel in West Hollywood.
Yeah, that's it. That's
what are you on? Booking.com?
Booking.com, Los Angeles. Okay, so I check
Much.
In. Hang on, if I
well,
check
in. The penthouse. Go on. Come on.
I'll check
Christmas.
In on Wednesday, right? And we'll stay
for. Stay till Stephen's Day.
Stay till the 26th, okay?
Get us one with the jacuzzi
two,
in our
two room. Adults, yeah, just you and me.
Yeah.
We're going.
Yeah.
Big boys being.
I don't even care if it's one bed. I don't care. It'd be big enough. We put some pillows between us.
2,700.
That's
all right.
Yeah.
Standard guest room, one king.
Standard.
City view.
Is there? Come on, you can upgrade us there, can you?
See availability. Yeah, I'll upgrade us.
Billie Eilish, I want the Billie Eilish suite.
Yeah. Okay. So we're. It's fancy anyway.
No expense was spared. They splashed thousands on drink, food. It didn't say what they had though.
Okay.
They had a hot chocolate station installed. So people could dip gingerbread men into the drinks. Everyone had to dress in a festive way. Billy wore a red Santa outfit.
Okay, here we go. Premier Villa Suite. There's a king. It's a king size. It was a nice big bathroom, Nobby.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Bat with a bath, free toiletries, and that's
toiletries.
17,600.
Free toiletries for 17
for five nights.
Well, anyone else stayed there? What's
the
place it
like?
Will
be in bits by the time we're leaving.
It will. We will absolutely trash the place. Edition Hotel in West Hollywood, if you ever win the lotto. That's how the world is kind of looking this morning. Good morning.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
The makers of Mission Impossible posted a video in the last 24 hours showing Tom Cruise's dedication to doing his own stunts. I don't know why he insists on doing this. He's a very wealthy man. You know, I'm sure.
Quit while you're ahead, wouldn't you?
Imagine the insurance on him. And if like anything happens to him, the movie's over. You know,
he clung to a plane. Do you remember?
Yeah, he's a brave man, but like, I'm sure they're very nervous when he's doing these things. The video is 10 minutes long, and it's of Tom doing the biggest stunt in cinema history. He jumps off a cliff in Norway while on a bike with a helicopter after him, and he goes over the cliff, and then he pulls his parachute. This is him really doing it. The
this is far and away the most dangerous thing we've ever attempted.
Far and away, good movie. Not really.
We've been working on this for years. We're going to shoot it in Norway, and it'll be a motorcycle jump off a cliff into a base jump. Wanted to do it since I was a little kid. It all comes down to one thing, the audience.
So Tom put together this master plan to coordinate all of these experts in each of the particular disciplines involved to make this whole thing happen.
John and I are jumping out of the helicopter. He's going to chase me. That's what we say to each other. Don't be careful. Be confident. Be confident.
They were doing 30 jumps a day.
Getting to a point where he was just a machine. I mean, over 500 skydives.
What's wrong with him? Like,
I don't know if he's brave or crazy. Like, I don't know if I was Tom Cruise.
Like he's 60 or something. Like he's enough.
Yeah, he obviously wants to impress all.
Who is he trying to impress?
The lads.
The lads.
Yeah, when he goes around his local. All right, Tom, what are you having? You never guess what. A bike ride off the top of a cliff into a freebase jump.
Lunatic.
You're madzer, Tom. I know, yeah.
He is a madzer. He's a madzer.
Now, listen, if you. I was
we
watching.
We are listening to Jim, we are.
Slow Horses, yeah?
Yeah.
Season 2
listen.
Is the best thing. On television.
What's that about now?
It's about it's about these cops that are sort of they're working.
Is it as good as The Shield?
If you saw Slow Horses season 1, season 2 is there now. Apple TV Plus. It is. I've just seen the first one. No spoilers. Absolutely.
Top. By the way,
notch.
I was perusing my Sky the other night. Now I have this, so it's no use to me. But I noticed they're giving you free Apple TV Plus for I think 6 months.
If you will.
You just check.
Oh yeah.
Depends if you're, you know, probably depends what you spend every month, but just check. It might be there. So is it as good as the Shield, Jim?
It'd be different to the Shield. The Shield is kind of like a roller coaster. This is like, this has got everything. It's got a great story, great
action.
It's a cop
show.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Right, okay. It's unreal. Vicky McClure stars in a new ITV thriller called Without a Sin. It starts on the 28th of December.
How can I protect you in this?
Stop. I said that 4 years ago. The four-part drama is based on Vicky's hometown of Nottingham, and she'll be telling us about the premise of the show.
It's all right.
All right.
Yeah.
It's Stella and Charles, and Charles has murdered Stella's daughter, but it is very much a did he or didn't he kind of drama thriller. And there's a restorative justice process that they go through, and that's where you get to meet, you know, the person that's involved in the crime. Any more than that, I'm probably going too far, but it really does unravel. You know, there's a lot that sort of stems off from just Stella and Charles having these meetings.
Why has she got the TV on in the background?
Probably watching the show. And Billie Eilish.
I have fallen down so
many
times. What a bloody tune.
Once you see it, you can't not see it. Like, she's a pretty girl.
Don't know.
Christie's
a
hard-nosed rock and roller.
Don't care less.
But
it's all
they could be related. Billie Eilish celebrated her birthday over the weekend. Avril Lavigne, Doja Cat, Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber, Kendall Jenner.
I don't know if Justin went.
Oh, do you not?
You could be minding the dogs.
Lil Nas, they all were there, and they surprised Billie with a birthday cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Scooter was there, was he?
Yeah.
So a big queue of lads queuing up to give her a kiss down and get the key to the door, is it?
Well, that's, they still do that for the 21s. So
do they?
I'd imagine so.
They don't, do
tradition.
They?
Tradition.
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
But it's tradition.
21 lads give you a kiss.
Yeah.
No, not anymore.
Play Aslan Crazy World.
Not anymore.
I'd say Billy'd love that tune. It's a great song. Iconic.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Very close yesterday. Very close.
We had a 9 yesterday-ish. Jenny.
Yeah. Good.
How are you?
How are you, Jenny?
Very nervous.
Why? You going to the dentist later?
No, I'm just very nervous on the phone. Hoping I get a 10.
This will be the first Christmas that you haven't been working.
That's right, yeah. I was in healthcare and I left. I'm in the civil service now.
Oh, cushy number, is it?
Yeah.
So when do you finish up?
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Last Friday, was it?
No, this Friday coming.
All right.
Yeah, everyone's just on the DOS though at the moment, aren't they?
Oh, it's one of those weeks. No one's doing nothing.
Well, I don't know. I'm in a public office, so I'm still going.
Okay. So are we, yeah. I'm looking out of the window. It's just public empty chairs. Look, empty chairs and F4 hoodies over the backs of them.
Well, this is only 8:24.
Yeah, so we've half the day done.
They don't start yet. You can't blame them for not coming in if they're not here.
If you win this money, if you win this money, what are you doing with it?
Oh, I don't know. I have a few last Christmas things to get, hopefully, so just finish that off.
Anything for you, like?
I haven't actually bought myself anything this year, so maybe I will.
You should.
Well,
look, if you get 1,000, you definitely should, right? Jenny, we have 10 questions. I think they could fall your way. This could happen. Let's do it.
I wasn't going to enter
the
until you said
start.
It.
But you did.
I did.
And here you are. And here we are.
The game starts.
We are where we are, darling.
3, 2, 1.
What meat would you find in the poultry section?
Turkey.
What type of cuisine uses a tandoori oven?
What kind? Say it again.
What type of cuisine uses a tandoori oven?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's like a chicken
curry?
Dish.
Curry?
Yeah, but like, where would you associate curry from?
India.
How many months end with the letter R?
Good question.
Thank you.
Come on, Jenny, come on. Count them out in your head. Come on.
Sorry, hang on.
Hang on for who now? No help.
No, I'm thinking October, November.
Come on, Jenny, Santa's watching. October, Santa knows if you've been bold, Jenny.
Three.
Brian is the talking dog in which animation?
Family Guy.
True or false, the village of Roundwood is in County Wicklow?
True.
The fans of which football club are called Gooners?
Arsenal.
Who is the current Taoiseach?
Oh, Micheál Martin.
How many times has Donald Trump been impeached?
Once.
Who is the winner of this year's I'm a Celebrity? Get me out of here.
Jail.
And Before You Go and Hold Me While You Wait are hits for what singer?
Say it again, sorry.
Before You Go and Hold Me While You Wait are hits for what singer?
Dermot Kennedy.
The results are in. How did Jenny do? She's so nervous she feels she needs
shaking.
To go to the loo.
The poultry section, you get the chicken, the turkey, the duck, all that kind of stuff in the poultry section.
Duck, now. Declan. We're going skiing in January as well. Well, Indian cuisine is where you'd find a tandoori oven.
There are 4 months. September,
Jenny.
October, November, December.
I missed one. Oh, no.
Brian is the Family Guy dog. Yeah. The village of Roundwood is in County Wicklow.
Gooners are Arsenal. You got that right.
Yeah.
The current Taoiseach as of last Saturday is actually Leo.
Oh, yeah.
Musical chairs.
Yeah.
Trump was impeached twice. So far.
Jill Scott was the right answer, and Lewis Capaldi, but his good pal Dermot Kennedy. Yeah.
You got 5.
Oh, terrible.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
There's a lot more terrible things going on.
All right, look, Jenny, thanks for playing.
No
Have
problem.
A great Christmas.
Thanks,
love you lots.
Thanks a lot.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
And if you don't see you, have a good one.
We spoke to him yesterday, but before we go to the North Pole again, who are we thanking?
It's Kid in the Sleigh, Jim, with Gulliver's Retail Park. Open 7 days with late opening for Christmas gifting and free parking. See gulliversretailpark.ie. Good morning, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Good morning, strawberries. Good morning, Dublin. Good morning, Ireland. I hope you're all excited for Santa coming. Ho, 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 ho.
Santa, I get little butterflies in my tummy when I think of Christmas morning. How do you deal with nerves?
Well, now you see, I have a specific regime up here. I know it's a very nervous time for a lot of people, but we actually have the elf service executive up here.
Oh.
So I have to check in with the doctors and the nurses before I head off so I don't get too excited and take the wrong directions with the sleigh. So I do get butterflies like everyone else. It's a big occasion. Everyone is depending on Santa to do all the work on Christmas Eve. So I have to be, you know, fully prepared and focused, but I do get the once over from the elf service executive, and I'm very thankful.
Let's go to the kids, because the kids have been sending in some messages. Let's see what we've got today.
Santa, what's Rudolph's favourite food?
Now, I'm just trying to think. I haven't seen him in a while. We haven't had a foggy Christmas for a while now. He's normally out at the forest, and he's foraging for stuff, like a normal deer would. But there's sometimes he likes candy canes.
Oh.
But Mrs. Claus can't hear that now. I give him the odd candy cane. He has a bit of a sweet tooth, does our Rudolph. And
treat.
I just sneak a candy cane to him. And yes, it's a nice little treat every now and again because he does such important work when he's called upon.
And do you ever have to bring the reindeers to the dentist, Santa?
Well, sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. And the dentist is a little joke when I walk in with the elves. He says, oh, look who it is. It's Santa Jaws.
Because
hey. I'm bringing them in to work on their teeth. Oh,
very good.
You get that, don't you?
I really like Christmas. Can you feel it? And forgive me one of my gifts. I said, I will really, really give you more carrots for your reindeers.
Yes.
Well, I always leave a carrot out, and Rudolph or whoever it is seems to love the carrot that I leave.
Yes, and does he take the whole carrot?
No,
or is
he's
it...
half of it.
Please, Santa, don't give me a bag of coal and remember my Mario Kart.
That's from Will. Mario Kart.
Well done, Will. Well, there's a lot of people actually asking for bags of coal because everything's gotten so expensive down there. But don't you worry. I won't be leaving any coal to any children in Ireland. I can tell you that.
Oh,
that's
well.
A guarantee from Santa, okay?
You've
all been very, very good.
So no kid who's listening right now is on the naughty list?
No, absolutely not. Anybody that is listening to the wow. sound of my voice right now, apart from a few politicians, is getting any coal this year.
Excellent.
Well done,
excellent.
Kids.
You're probably more of a wind farm kind of guy these days anyway. Hey, Santa, who's Rudolph's favourite pop star?
Rudolph's favourite pop star? I don't know that one, Nobby. Go for it.
Beyoncé.
Oh,
you didn't know that one there, did you?
Yes. Oh, I love a good Christmas pun joke. Although my favourite singer is Elvis Presley.
Santa, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye bye, boys.
Cheery ho.
Happy Christmas.
So, we found a few of these a few weeks ago, and there's some great Irish ones, but these are ones that are in the UK, right? So, there's shops that have very clever, funny names.
Okay, catchy. But,
so there's with fish and chip shops that's called Fryin' Nemo.
Which is pretty,
a bit upsetting if you're small. A record store called Vinyl Resting Place, which is very good.
Very good.
This is one of my favourites. It's a portrait place and it's called You Should Be Shot.
Can't touch you for it.
A pet groomer's called Harry Poppins.
Ah, lovely.
An ink supply is called Alan Cartridge. That's excellent if his name is Alan.
Oh.
A roofer's called Chisel Me Timbers.
Chisel Me Timbers. God, roofers this time of year. I don't know how you do it.
And this is the best one. They're not doing anything this time of year.
Would you stop? I fell up on a roof last week.
Yeah, he's up there getting his tan. A cake shop called Much Ado About Muffins.
Excellent. Excellent.
There's some good ones. Now, we have seen a few, of course, obviously, there's a few Irish ones. And we know some of the good ones, but...
Oh, there's some good ones. We got the towing company that has a picture of a
yes.
double humped animal.
And Lionel Richie always makes the list.
And Lionel Richie, of course.
Even in the UK, Lionel Richie makes the list.
It's more about Lionel Messi this week, anyway. Also, people have been surveyed, 1,000 people, and they're young, very young people. They were asked about their musical inspirations.
Okay.
From this year. And Eminem topped the list with 28% of the votes. Of research found that youngsters are inspired by artists their parents listen to. So if you listen to Eminem, you're potentially a parent. That's now the equivalent of what you grew up listening to your parents, and you might think that music is old.
But so traditionally, most of the time, most people grew up listening to what their parents.
Yeah, and that hasn't changed.
But they didn't think it was cool. But now people do. Now sort of all genres are in.
Kate Bush, Fleetwood Mac, The Beatles and Nirvana have been named among the top 30 musical inspirations for young people, according to a poll. Running Up That Hill became popular again because of Stranger Things. That got 7% of the vote. Oasis and ABBA are also in there. The Beatles are 12%. And David Bowie, or Bowie, depending on what you like to call him.
It's definitely Bowie.
Is 8%. Of the 1,000 people, 45% believe that retro artists are making a comeback. Have they ever not made a comeback?
See, back in the day, you'd go into shops on CDs, and there wasn't even vinyl back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's vinyls everywhere again now. So you go into all the CDs, but now you've access to the whole shop.
I know.
So all the music is yours.
It's all there.
Before it was like, oh, can I get that?
There's no cat. It's not categorised really anymore.
Can I borrow that off you?
The poll also found that half of the people surveyed found inspiration on social media, with 43% turning to platforms such as TikTok and playlists on music streaming.
Well, TikTok definitely brought Fleetwood Mac back in to a whole new generation.
Definitely. And obviously there'll be a lot of specials streamed today as well.
Yeah, very sad news
for Terry. And you know, there's, as I say, like it, I don't think it really matters in terms of ages anymore. People are just—it's all muddled, in a good way.
Yeah.
So blame movies, blame streaming sites, blame social media sites, whatever it is.
But my niece is a music fan, and she's 17, and she got, I think, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, and Purple Rain. And it's like, the future looks bright.
What a mix.
Yeah.
You know?
On vinyl.
Wow.
It's like, really?
Have you even got Purple Rain on vinyl?
Yes,
you do.
Yes,
I do. Of course I know. It's actually signed.
I had to stop
Have you myself. Anything signed?
It's actually very good. It's a good place to start. You know, so.
Have you anything signed by him?
By Prince, no.
Nothing?
No. He didn't sign. He stopped signing in the 80s. He refused to.
That was it? Never did it again?
He would stop signing stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very rare if you get something signed by him.
Absolutely. So go and enjoy music, whatever way
Although
you enjoy
Christmas
it.
Is coming, Nobby. If you've got something for me, I'll take it.
Yeah, I think the post very slow this time of year.
It's FM104.
Oh, yes it is.
Phone
sir.
Is ringing.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
This is Carla.
Carla, oh, Carla. How are you? It's Jim and Nobby here. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, how are you?
It's Cabra Carla, not just any old Carla.
It's Cabra Carla, watch out.
Watch out.
What are you doing today, Carla?
Walking and tidying around.
Working and tidying around.
I'm remote.
I'd say you were.
What are you tidying around?
The presses. Get rid of all filled.
So you're on a meeting and you're tidying the presses?
Yeah, I'm multitasking. I'm a woman.
Monkeytasking, more like it.
And what are you throwing out? There's just an awful lot of junk in those presses, is there?
Junk, exactly.
What's the oldest out-of-date thing that you had?
I think I'm at finding Weetabix out of a day. Not that you'd want to know.
Would they go off? Would Weetabix go off?
Oh yeah, they'd have a couple of years, wouldn't they?
They're dry and crunchy anyway at the best of times, so add a bit of milk. I went looking for cocoa noodles last night about 10 o'clock in the press and I couldn't find any. I was absolutely livid.
10 o'clock at
night?
Oh,
we've a few of them.
Have you? What
yeah,
flavour?
Curry.
Oh, they're the best. You mix chicken. Have you ever... Do you get the chicken sachet and you mix it with the curry, you get chicken curry in the cocoa noodles. It's genius.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is, yeah. You all set, Carly? Have you everything done, have you?
Nearly.
Right, what don't you have?
I haven't got a voucher for Blanche. That's what I don't have.
Oh, well, hoping you were going to say that.
You know there's a new Zara flagship store in Blanche, in luxury department store, flannels as well. Do you know that?
I've seen that.
Carly, what do flannels, what do they sell? Like, we're two lads. We haven't a clue about this stuff.
Everything expensive.
Right.
Nice.
So luxury things. Would you get
luxury
like
things.
Would you get a posh throw for your bed in there, would you?
You might.
You get some nice bits.
Nice bits, yeah.
Get a few nice bits.
Now Carla, you can only have this €500 Blanchestown Centre gift card on one condition.
What is that?
You only spend it on yourself.
I think I can manage that.
Okay, good.
Well, it's yours. You've got a €500 Blanchestown Centre gift card.
Ho ho ho.
Thanks for our friends
in
Zara.
Oh my god, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Down the Navan Road with you. You'll be in Blanche in no time.
Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate that.
Working, tidying up, winning competition.
Meetings.
Is there nothing you can't do?
No. I don't know. Don't think so.
Talented woman.
Thank you so much.
Have a good Christmas. Thanks
you
for listening.
Too.
See
Take
you now.
Care.
Good luck.
Bye.
Why is everyone doing that today?
I don't know. She's gone.
We will have another one of those tomorrow, the next day, and then Friday as well. Make sure you're listening. We'll play a song. You just WhatsApp us during the last minute of the song.
We say the last minute. We're a bit it's Christmas week.
A bit loosey-goosey about that, your last minute thing. But yeah.
Thanks, Zara. Thanks, Flannels. Thanks, Blanchestown Centre. More to win tomorrow. And congratulations to Carla Boland from Cabra.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.